Rutendo Shadaya hails from the small rural town of Tokoroa in Aotearoa's North Island. Now, at the age of 9, Rutendo started writing her first fantasy novella, a book named Rachel and the Enchanted Forest. Now at 17 years old, she has since published 2 more books in this series, and these incredible achievements didn't go unnoticed, as Time magazine recently recognised Rutendo as one of their Girls of the Year, a list comprising 10 extraordinary girls from around the world. We are absolutely privileged to have Rutendo here with us today on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Writing a book is an incredible achievement, no matter at what age, but doing it at 9 is something else. What was the inspiration?
So originally, I actually did not like writing. So back in school, when I was like 9, I didn't really like writing because, you know, any subject I wasn't good at, it was like instantly my, like, I hated that. I despised that subject. But I was, at that time, I was also good with giving birthday presents. Yeah. So my friend's birthday was coming up. She had this book club with her. My friend's birthday, Sophie's birthday, was coming up. We've been best friends for ages. I knew she had this book club that she would go to. She would write stories and share with her friends. And she was also like a massive reader. And I was like thinking, oh, what birthday present should I give her? And a light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, why don't I write a book for her? I hated writing, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this for her. And it took me 2 months to write this first draft. All the ideas basically came from what I basically watched, what I read, because I was also a bit of a reader. And I decided to do a fantasy book, and I did everything combined. And after 2 months, I had to get my parents on board.
Yeah.
After getting them on board, 2 years later, I managed to launch my book on November in 2020, and my friend loved her 2 years late birthday present.
So you're not only an incredible talent, you're also a really good friend.
Yes, I love making sure like my friends have like the best presents, or like I treat them and acknowledge them as a friend, because I feel like friendships are really a really good part of, like, you know, our lives, and I think we should nourish that and take opportunities to pursue that.
This is really, really great. What are the books about?
So the first book is about this girl named Rachel. So her sister, you know, wanders around as usual, and her mum tells her to look for her. So her and her horse go on a little adventure to find her sister. And when she finds her sister, she finds her in this forest. It's not just any kind of forest. It's an enchanted forest. And she meets these elves, like, that surround her younger sister, May, and they tell her that she has a connection to the forest, and Rachel learns how she has that connection, and she goes on this mission to join these owls, and they end up fighting a battle, and Rachel learns how to navigate herself into those friend groups and owls.
Awesome.
And then in the next book, it's her and the elves, they're more established. These guys are like a superhero group, and there's missing jewels that they have to find, and they go on an adventure on sea. They fight pirates and dragons, and they all try to do this under this time frame, and it shows how the teamwork can be worked on and how they could fight undersea. And then my latest book, it's about Rachel navigating her powers. She's having a crisis, like, you know, going through, like, her powers are going out of control, and her and the group need to try and work together to solve this, like, crime, like, scheme of thievery happening in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And they try and stop this, and Rachel has to learn how to balance her time, like balance school, balance powers, and learn how to navigate that in this series. And those are like what the 3 books are about.
This is wonderful stuff, Rutendo. Now, for this interview, you had to get permission from your teachers. You're meant to be in class right now, as I understand, because it's school hours there in Aotearoa. How do you go juggling being a student there at school and also managing to self-publish 3 novels on the side?
Honestly, I'll allocate time. So usually, like, in the morning or evening, I would try and do like an hour or two based on like my writing stuff, and then the rest of the hours I put into my school, my assessments, and everything, I usually prioritize my academics over my book stuff because, you know, I'll be finishing high school and I really need to get those good grades to go into like the careers I need to. Yeah. And I feel like it's normal to take breaks, and like I usually take breaks or, you know, put things off for the sake of my mental health. And I think it's important to try and find that balance. So usually I usually allocate time to do my errands, and then after that I go straight into my schoolwork, cover the things I need to do, or even go to the library when I'm not too occupied. And that's how I usually balance everything.
Well, regardless of what sort of grades you get at school, you might have an all right resume, because you recently been named as one of Time Magazine's Girls of the Year, part of a list highlighting 10 extraordinary girls from around the world doing extraordinary things. What was your reaction like to being included on this list?
So originally, they would reach out and ask for like, for an interview. And I was like, oh, this is Time. These people, like, they have like Woman of the Year, Men of the Year. And I'm like, oh, they want me. Like, I didn't even like do anything like extraordinary, like this year. Like, I was like confused. So I was like, I'm not too sure about this. Maybe I'll reply to this later. And then the day after, I got an email from one of the journalists that I did an interview with. And she was like saying, oh, hi, these people reached out to you. And I'm telling you, this is like, I know these people, could you please answer them? And I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of serious. So I answered them, I did an interview, and like it went wow. And then they told me that about like the girl times of the year, like girls of the year with Lego. And I was like, oh, we're working with Lego, that's pretty cool. I used to Lego is a huge part of like my childhood. I used to play with them when I first got my Xbox. Me and my brother Tinafara, we played this like Lego Marvel game. So like it was pretty cool to have my own like Lego figure made after me. Honestly, I didn't really think like too much of it. I underestimated how big this would be like until last Friday when it launched. I was like, oh wow, I'm getting promoted everywhere. And it's kind of amazing to see like all that hard work I've put into actually does pay off. Yeah. And it's so cool to see that working with Lego, working with Time, these people, it just shows like, you know, that my work does, I do deserve to have a place in there, because, you know, it's cool to see young authors being represented. I'm representing the young authors, the young creators that want to go in this industry. And I may be that, you know, inspiration and final push for them to go for their dreams.
Indeed. And I imagine that seeing as you've achieved all of this wonderful stuff, you've probably got people coming up, hitting you up for advice. What is your advice for young girls and women who might sort of be maybe a little bit cautious about trying something bold and creative like you've done?
Honestly, my advice is just do it, because, you know, like if you're just gonna like, nothing's gonna get done. I know some people are worried about like how they perceive, like how others perceive them, but then you're not gonna get nowhere, because these people that, you know, judge you a lot, they never really do much, and all they do, they like to just criticize and put you down. Because imagine that potential that you will hit just from taking that opportunity. They're gonna be like all quiet and stuff, because they're simply just jealous of like the potential or how far you'll get. Because I honestly feel like if you take that risk, yes, that fear, you'll have that fear, but it's usually temporary. And like you'll have that regret that you don't do it. If you don't do it, you might have that permanent regret, because that regret stays forever, because you'll have all these thoughts saying, oh, what if I do this, what if I do that. And another advice like I have for young people is like people like me, like from a small town, and also like their ages, like never let your age or background define you. Because no matter like, because for me, like, you know, it is a huge, it's like a big thing that I'm doing. Like, you know, I've been through the start, you know, my age, my background, like, you know, it's hard for people to see like people from a small town like me doing huge stuff, because, you know, they get looked down on. You would mostly see people from the city doing these type of stuff. Yeah. But if you utilize your resources and find that support group, you will get far, no matter how limited your resources are, how young you are. You just need that support group to push you through.
Rotendo Shadeo, one of Time Magazine's Girls of the Year, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. Not only one of Time Magazine's Girls of the Year, now an official Lego minifigure. I will put links up on our website to where people can find your work. I suppose I should let you go to class, but feel free to let them know that I've called you up to do some sort of 3-hour podcast, and you won't be back at school anytime soon.
Thank you for the interview. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're absolutely amazing, and it's wonderful to have you here on 2SER Breakfast.